From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We grow up thinking that our parents have the answers, and they know how the world operates. It seems that we often take this somewhat starry-eyed view into other areas of our lives as adults. Because we have that self-protective image of our parents, it is hard to imagine them indulging in the activities that actually got us into the world. When we take this attitude into work, education, and recreation, we must surely be asking for a fall if we are not prepared to revise our thinking. As we mature, we gain experience of life mixing with people outside our families of origin, school, or even our screen games. Sadly, some of us seem to go through adulthood thinking that we can impose our teenage attitudes on the world instead of adapting and enjoying the experience of mixing with others. These days, people point their fingers at attitudes displayed on social media as being aberrant. But if you can remember when internet forums were the area for discussion, the brutality of many posts was also hard to believe. These days it seems that some of our peers have to find a way of being unsupportive and vitriolic over perceived failings within the hobby of amateur radio. Now, I'm not saying we should not own up to failings or put down poor behaviour, and nor am I saying that as a lot of criticism isn't justified. However, there are ways of going about things that need not necessarily be in international groups and which seek a positive outcome rather than a brain fade of bad taste and bad language. We amateurs support a code of behaviour in its many forms, and boiled down to basics, it simply says to treat other people the way we wish to be treated. This has been called the golden rule, and maybe it should be imprinted on our minds before we publicly sound off. Maybe we should consider the other people involved in the blast of self-righteous indignation and ask, would we like to be in their shoes? This is something that we should be able to do as individuals and groups, and in doing so, we can build a more harmonious relationship with our fellow amateurs. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.